Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, Chapter entitled Talks Between Narada and King Prachini Bharu. Text 39. Yatra Bhagavata Rajan Sadavo Vishada Shata. Yatra Bhagavata Rajan Sadhu of pure devotees, one becomes attached to hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. In this way, one can cultivate Krishna consciousness. And as soon as this cultivation is advanced, one can become faithful to the Lord, devoted to the Lord and attached to the Lord. And thus, one can very quickly attain full Krishna consciousness. The secret of success in the cultivation of Krishna consciousness is hearing from the right person. A Krishna conscious person is never disturbed by the bodily necessities. is like shelter of devotees and Vishnu. This is what every opportunity we have in Krishna consciousness. And this is what Narada Muni is telling Vajri Parishad now, that we should now take shelter of devotees, and especially devotees are more advanced than you. And this way you can transcend all bodily suffering. The story so far is we have been hearing how Narada Muni has been expertly teaching before Vajri Parishad by giving the allegorical story of King Kulanjan. And now he is explaining what the different aspects of this allegory actually mean, what the different senses stand for, who is Chandavega, where the details is giving. And Oscar has explained that he is telling in Prachini Parishad that, so the essence is you should surrender to Krishna. In the last three verses, this point is given, you should surrender to Krishna. And how should you surrender to Krishna? By hearing constantly Krishna. Today's verse is emphasizing that we should hear Krishna Katha in the association of devotees. That point is also being emphasized here. And in the very first line also, Srila Prabhupada reiterates this point by saying that the cultivation of Krishna consciousness is possible when great devotees live together and constantly engage in hearing and chanting. And also, Prabhupada gives the example of a businessman who is very eager to go to a place where business is transacted. Also the same example Prabhupada gives in the Guru instruction, where he says that one who wants to do business, he'll go to stock exchange where there are better prospects of doing business. Similarly, a devotee, he will be very eager to go in association of devotees because he can hear very attentively and he can also make advancement in devotional service. And Prabhupada also concludes the purport by saying, a Krishna conscious person is never disturbed by the bodily necessities, namely eating, sleeping, waiting, and defeating. And therefore, the secret of success in cultivation of Krishna consciousness is hearing from the right person. And Srila Prabhupada, of course, has not just written these purports, he actually practically demonstrated this in so many instances. And one instance that comes to mind is when Prabhupada was in Kirtandalam in July 1976. That time, Prabhupada was very sick and it was raining heavily, and the devotees had provided a small room for Prabhupada. And Prabhupada had stopped giving his night darshans and lectures. So all the devotees had come and put together in that small room.
They were all painfully aware that Prabhupada is sick and he needs to take rest. So nobody was talking, everybody was quiet. And Prabhupada, he was sitting on a couch, he was just putting his head down, his hand was on his head. He was obviously in pain. And he had closed his eyes. And Pradyumna Prabhu was reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is. So this went on for almost an hour. Prabhupada was just sitting like this, Pradyumna Prabhu was reading. And after more than an hour, then the secretary realized that time that we leave Prabhupada alone, we need to take rest. So he announced, thank you Prabhupada for your wonderful association. This is the end for all the devotees to leave. And then everybody stood up and said, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. And they were just leaving. And that time Prabhupada just removed his hand from his head and said, any questions? And then suddenly all the devotees sat down. They became very happy that Prabhupada is taking questions. And then one by one, devotees started asking questions. And then somebody asked about Kali Yuga. Then Prabhupada told Pradyumna Prabhu that, get Bhagavatam. And then Prabhupada started quoting Bhagavatam. And then he was speaking for the next hour, completely forgetting his bodily difficulties. And the devotees also forgot that Prabhupada is sick. And after an hour of such katha, then devotees again realized that Prabhupada should take rest. And then they left. So this is a classic example of how Srila Prabhupada personally was so absorbed in Krishna Katha that he transcended bodily suffering. And in history also we find, in the Vedic history, the classic example of King Parikshit, who associated with advanced devotees, heard from the right source, and most importantly, he also transcended all bodily suffering. The first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the devotees are requesting Sutta Goswami that please tell us about Parikshit Maharaj, his glorious activities, his birth. And how come King Parikshit, he was in the prime of his youth. How did he leave everything? Yuvesha Totsrashtum Ho Sahasuni. They are exclaiming, oh, how could he leave everything? So they exclaim, Shivaya Lokasya Bhavaya Bhutaye Ya Uttama Shloka Parayana Jana Jivanti Natma Tamaso Parashrayam Mumocha Nirvidya Kutha Kalevaram. Parikshit Maharaj, his life was only meant for the welfare of others, and he was constantly absorbed in glorifying Krishna. And his life, Jivanti Natma Artham, he never lived for himself. Aso Parashrayam, on the contrary, he was an object of shelter for everyone in the whole planet Earth. Mumocha Nirvidya Kutha Kalevaram. How come such a king he was, such a glorious king? Why did he leave everything and go to the forest? Sutta Goswami begins to answer their questions, and he establishes the glorious position of King Parikshit by narrating his wonderful birth, how the astrologers predicted wonderful things for King Parikshit. And also Sutta Goswami later on describes how King Parikshit Maharaj confronted Kali and chastised Kali. And now in the 18th chapter of the first canto, where he is about to describe how Parikshit Maharaj has been cursed by a Brahmana boy, he first again establishes how Parikshit Maharaj is a Mahabhagavat, how Krishna has personally arranged. So the first 25 verses is simply glorifying the power of Krishna Katha in association of devotees. And then he begins to explain that Parikshit Maharaj was attacked by a Brahmastra in the womb, but nothing happened because Anugrahat Bhagavata, he was a recipient of Krishna's protection, Krishna's Anugraha, Krishna's mercy. And then Sutta Goswami says, Parikshit Maharaj is all the more glorious, not simply because he was receiving protection from Krishna, but also because of the fact that he reacted to the curse of the Brahmana boy in a very exemplary way. When Sringi pronounced a curse on King Parikshit, what was Parikshit Maharaj's reaction? Brahma kopo tidadyastu takshakat prana viplava nasamu mohorubhaya bhagavat arpitashaya. When the Brahmana boy said that takshaka will come and bite you within 7 days, Parikshit Maharaj was nasamu mohorubhaya. He was neither bewildered nor was he afraid of death. He was perfectly equipoised. Because bhagavat arpitashaya, he had completely surrendered himself at the lotus feet of Krishna. So he was Narayana Parayana, completely dependent on Krishna. Therefore, he was not disturbed by this untimely curse. And this is a sign that Parikshit Maharaj is a pure devotee. Because in the material world, people might have many grades to their name, but at the time of death, most of them miserably falter. And people try to avoid death, but death is so cruel. The lady might be very beautiful. She might try her best charms, but she can never lure away death. Or a wealthy man, he might be the richest man on planet, but he can't brave death and get death on his side. Or some scholar, he cannot give cause in intellectual arguments and convince death. Nobody can defeat death. But what differentiates a pure devotee is that he even praises death. This makes him glorious. This is exactly what Parikshit Maharaj did. And Sutta Goswami says, still, all the more glorious Parikshit Maharaj has become, not simply because he has surrendered to Krishna, of course he surrendered to Krishna, he has received Krishna's protection, but after renouncing all his kingdom, what did he actually do? That makes him glorious. So he says, Utsritya sarvata sangam vijyata jitasam jyuti mayasa kerjabo shishyo gangayam sumkalevaram. He says, Utsritya sarvata sangam. Parikshit Maharaj left everything
Krishna is unconquerable, your mind also, you can't conquer it. And Parikshit Maharaj would understand this Ajita, this Krishna, perfectly offered it into the forest. How is this possible? Because he surrendered and he accepted the position of a Shishya, Vyasati Yogam Shishya. He accepted as he committed himself as a disciple in front of Vyasati, the son of Vyasati, Sumer Goswami. And because if Vishaya was a bona fide devotee, he would understand Krishna's actual position. This is the glory of King Pariksha. So Prabhupada also writes in the Bhagavad that it's very difficult to find Krishna. If you search through the old Vedic literatures, you can never find. But if you have the mercy of a liberated devotee, like Sumer Goswami, and his representatives, we can easily discover and understand Krishna. Thus, it is an amazing fact that it is Jagati who gives us Krishna. Because generally, the other day, God proposed to us how in Hinduism there is this popular misconception that you just go to temple, ring the bell, and you find God on face to face. That's why people walk so many kilometers to go to temples and the worship. But this is the glory of God, dimension of philosophy, where we have the sense journals. And you can't just approach Krishna directly. When you approach him through devotees, Krishna becomes more magnanimous, more pleased. So we have to approach through Krishna's bona fide representatives. It is the center of such devotees. Arjuna Thakur also, he prays in Sharanagati. Krishna se tomar, Krishna di te paro. You have Krishna, is praying to Vaishnava Thakur, that you can give Krishna to me, and I am a very wretched person. I can simply run behind you and beg Krishna. Krishna, I can simply cry. I am completely dependent on you. So it is by the mercy of a pure devotee that we can understand Krishna. His Holiness, Nandananda Swami Maharaj, recollects how he had one glimpse of the spiritual kind of understanding when he was in Prabhupada in Brooklyn. He was actually walking in Battery Park in New York City. And on this particular morning walk, Prabhupada said, Prabhupada was not answering questions, he said, simply chant. So everybody was chanting. And suddenly Nandananda Maharaj felt, he was feeling very enthusiastic. He was feeling his chanting has become excellent. He was chanting very nicely. It was really praying, and he was wearing the holy name. And as he was feeling very happy, he looked at Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was exactly looking at him only, as if acknowledging, yes, you are experiencing something very blissful. And then Nandananda Maharaj felt that, yes, this is Prabhupada's mercy only. And as they were walking in that park, in that mad, mad world of New York City, Nandananda Maharaj says, suddenly he began to feel that this park is not different from Vrindavan. He was feeling the presence of Krishna, Balram, he was feeling the presence of Narayana, he was in ecstasy. And again he looked at Prabhupada, and again Prabhupada was looking at him only. And acknowledging this, he was feeling this ecstasy, because you are having gratitude towards a pure devotee, and you are surrendering yourself. And therefore, it is very glorious to see Parikshit Maharaj. He had actually seen Krishna when he was in the womb. He has explained, Angushta Matra Mamaram Skurat Purata Maulinam Apika Darshanam Shavam Pradipasa Samachitam. When he was in the womb, and Ashwatthama had attacked the womb of Uttara, Krishna actually entered the womb to protect Parikshit Maharaj. And Krishna appeared in his most beautiful form. He was as big as Angushta Matri, the size of a thumb. And Skurat Purata Maulinam, and his helmet was blazing dazzling like a gold. And he had a gala in his hand, and he was protecting every connection. So he was a Samachitam, and his clothes were lightning yellow. So, Parikshit, even before he was born, he had this wonderful is special about these advanced devotees. Shri Krishna further begs, Lokana Shloka Varpana Yushatam Tat Kathamritam Syat Sambhramo Mantakalepe Swaratam Tat Padamvajam. Because these advanced devotees, their life force is not that you think life force is oxygen. But these advanced devotees, their life force is Krishna Katham. They are surviving tells the sages that Bhagavad Gita Ketatva, whatever you wanted to know about Vasudev, about Krishna, about Parikshit Maharaj, I have described everything. Oh, this is it. I have told you everything that you wanted to know. What were you asking about Krishna? Wow, this is interesting because this is the first canto. And then we know that this 12 cantos and 18 verses are spoken. So, to some extent, I have heard all the descriptions about Krishna and Parikshit Maharaj. So, naturally, the rishis, they have been engaging in a fire sacrifice for the 1,000-year sacrifice for the welfare of the masses. And they were doing the sacrifice, and now they were hearing from Sutta Goswami all this. And they began to reply, they began to implore Sutta Goswami that please don't stop Krishna Kala. So they say, Sutta Deva Sama Samya Shashate Vishada Vesha Yasmam Shamsi Krishnasya Martyana Mamratantina. This was Sutta Goswami, may you live long. And Shashate Krishna Vesha, may your Vesha, may your name and fame become eternal because you have given us amrita. For a person who is dying, you have given him nectar. And you are speaking such sweet things. Yes, Tom. Shamsa Sri Krishna says, but Krishna is speaking so many nice, nice things. So continue. So the more we hear about Krishna, the more we know Krishna. And the more we know Krishna, the more different is our progress. If I come back to God. And especially, this material world is called as Mantevo. Madhyanam Amrutam Vina, the only nectar is association of devotees and hearing Krishna Kata. This way, Bhavananda Prabhu was saying, how he first saw Prabhupada. He had joined the temple, he was a new bhakta, and suddenly everybody said, Prabhupada is coming, Prabhupada is coming. So he also ran, and at the door, the car came, the door opened, and Prabhupada got up. And seeing Prabhupada's majestic personality, Bhavananda says, all his previous thoughts came flashing because he had been looking for a perfect person. So he says, my role model was Windsor and he died. So I was disappointed. Then I met my role model, John F. Kennedy, but he was killed. So I was shattered. Then Bobby Kennedy, he was also killed. Then I became inspired by Martin Luther King and I joined his movement also. But he was also killed. So Friedman was being killed. And then I looked for shelter among in film stars, in politicians. But everybody was falling short. And when I saw Prabhupada, it was like nectar for a dying man. And suddenly I got a fresh lease of life. So Bhavananda's realization is very profound. That when you associate with a devotee, it is like getting nectar for a dying man. That's what the sages are telling Sutta Goswami that you have told us so many nice things about Parikshit Maharaj. Now you are saying you have completed, but please don't stop. Speak more because you have given us nectar. And not only that, you have also saved us from a big disaster. They say, Karma Nasmina Ashwase. We are doing this fire sacrifice, and what did we gain from the sacrifice? We only generated a lot of smoke, and our body and face was completely covered with smoke. That is the only thing we got. But now, you are giving us so much ecstasy, we are talking about Krishna, about Govinda, and you are distributing Pada Padma Savam Madhu, the nectaring constants of Krishna are emanating from your lotus like cloth. Therefore, we are very fortunate. Because we have been inconvenienced so much through all these fire sacrifices, and now we are completely satisfied. Of course, even devotees might be inconvenienced in devotional service, but those inconveniences, they actually increase the ecstasy of a devotee. One Prabhupada
smoke coming out, and my body would be completely covered with smoke, and I would be black from top to down. And after cooking, I only had to go and serve that prasad to Prabhupada. And then I would take that to Prabhupada. Prabhupada would be the least disturbed. He would not be disturbed at home. You have what happened to you. He would very gracefully smile and you'd order prasad. Like the mother said, that she felt Nani Prabhupada looking at her and saying, oh, yeah. He never, Prabhupada never told her that what has happened to you become so black. On the contrary, she was saying, Prabhupada is saying, you are wearing the best of silk sarees. You are looking so nice. You are serving prasad. So we saw that ecstasy, and she was getting an opportunity to serve devotees. The feelers are saying, they are suffering from this smoke, and it is not giving them any benefit. And they want to hear Krishna the thought. And they also explain why this is happening. They are releasing Krishna Gita. They are having saved from performing the sacrifice. And this is happening because they have been fortunate to get association of Sutta Goswami, who is telling them Krishna Gita. So they say, Pulayama Name Nabi, Aswarkam Napanar Bhavan, Bhagavat Sangi Sangasya Madhyana. Now they are comparing. Actually, they cannot compare. To compare two things, there has to be some similarity. So they are saying we cannot compare Bhagavad Sangi Sangasya, an association of a Bhagavad Sangi, association of a pure devotee. We cannot compare with the Yoshi Sangi, who is a materialistic person. Because even if we get one moment of association of pure devotee, that cannot be compared with the Swarga, not Punarbhavi, either with the heavenly riches, nor with the freedom from birth and death. So association of pure devotee cannot even be compared with liberation. That is how glorious it is. And in that one moment of association, many people's lives have changed. I mean, Swarupa Prabhu, he was telling, he became fixed up because he got few moments of association with Prabhupada. And what was Prabhupada doing at those times? Prabhupada was just taking a glass of water and drinking. He says, the way Prabhupada drank water from that lota, it was something unique. Nobody else could do it. That was a special feature of pure devotee. And then Prabhupada was in his gamcha and was being massaged and was talking to some of his GBC men. And then there was a Prabhupada came. He was serving Bhakta and he had some small tenants to be done. So Prabhupada told him, okay, go ahead, post this money, send it to the Los Angeles bank account, and then he sent him off and he continued talking to the GBC man. So this small, 1 minute exchange, he says, I still remember him 40 years later. It is such a deep impression. So this is the glory of associating even for some time with the pure devotee. Therefore, in that purport, when Prabhupada is explaining how the fellows are glorifying Sutta Goswami and appreciating the benefits of association, Prabhupada writes there that association of pure devotees is always desirable, worshipable, praiseworthy, and such association is worth accepting as the highest goal of life. Association of devotees should be accepted as the highest goal of life, Prabhupada is writing. And therefore, the fellows are saying, my dear Sutta Goswami, don't stop now. But please, we are very fortunate we got your association. And then they request, they say, O Nama Dripye Vrasabed Kathaya Mahattam Naitanta Parayanasya Nantam Gunana Madhunasya Jagmur Yogeshwaraye Bhavaparva. My dear Sutta Goswami, you are a rasavid. How can you be satisfied? Oh, nama dripye rasavid. Vedavid means somebody who is expert in Vedas. Rasavid means somebody who is expert in relishing mellows of devotional service. So you are rasavid and you are narrating Krishna Katha. How can you be satisfied? Go on narrating. Nantam gunana magunasya jagmo. And not only are you relishing unlimited ecstasy, Krishna also has unlimited qualities. Nantam gunana magunasya jagmo. Yogeshwaraye bhavapatu mukhya. And Krishna's qualities are so unlimited
the Yogeshwara Shiva and Padma, one is born from Padma, Brahmaji, even both of them are not able to completely describe Krishna's qualities. So how can you say that you are completely described? So please, we request you to go undescribed in the word Krishna. And then, let's say, the benefits of hearing from Sutta Goswami. Sutta Goswami is pure, he has no other motivation other than to glorify Krishna. Therefore, they say, Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradhano Mahatamai Kanta Parayatasya Hare Rudaram Charitam Vishatram Shashro Shukamno Vitano Pilitman. My dear Sutta Goswami, you are Bhagavat Pradhan. You are giving Krishna to others and you are relishing Krishna Goswami. And we are Shashro Shukam. Means we are very anxious to hear. So Prabhupada says, this combination is needed. The speaker of Bhagavatam should be Bhagavat Pradhan and the hearer should be Shushrushita. He should be very anxious to hear. But this happens when it's Bhakti generated. Otherwise, most of the professional speakers, Krishna speakers of Bhagavatam, they are professional. And the hearers, they are materially motivated. That's what Prabhupada says. Those people, they come together, they speak and they hear, but when the show is over, they go back and enjoy. They have no understanding of Krishna consciousness or spirituality. Therefore, a meaningful association of advanced and pure devotees is very much needed to release Krishna consciousness. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is explained that a tortoise, it will cross its limbs. So it is compared to how a devotee, yogi, will cross his senses. And then in Kalatur, there is a Mahalakshmi temple and there is a tortoise at the entrance. So all his limbs are drawn out. So one devotee gave one quote that this is very significant because this means that when we come to a temple, our senses should be eager to receive Krishna, ears to hear about Krishna, the eyes to see the wonderful form of Krishna, and most importantly, the heart should be open to receive Krishna consciousness. In fact, the heart should not just be open, it should be placed surely at the center of devotees. And we should absorb Krishna Kathana. Because this attachment, otherwise, but attachment is very binding. Resembling Ajaram Pasha, if attachment is compared to a Pasha, to a noose that destroys us completely. Therefore, the solution is Sayeva Sabhisa Kutu. We have to get attached to devotees of Krishna, Moksha Dwaram Abhavati. That guarantees that opens the door of liberation. Srila Prabhupada, he has so painstakingly given us this purpose and he has realized the most sublime aspects of Krishna consciousness. So we can serve Bhagavatam and Vasan Bhagavat and also experience the bliss of Krishna consciousness. Upendra Prabhu, one of Prabhupada's servants in Vrindavan, observed that one day there was really hot winds blowing in the Navan. That is what is called as the loop from the North Pacific Desert, they blow. And they are very greedy. So most of the Vrajas, they go inside, they lock their doors. And people also die because of this. And Prabhupada is sitting at his terrace of his house in the Navan and he was translating
this person. We are told you are not enjoyed, you are not God. God is God as a form, you have to surrender to Him. So that's kind of, and somebody interrogates us for our own benefit, of course. Somebody tells us, you have to advance, you have to do this, you have to practice like this. So that's a little, it's like, because there is a dark tendency, so we are suffering because of that. So we are the center of devotees. And devotees, they, for our own good, they, we are a false ego. It's like a false ego is compared to us. So this boss is accumulated inside, and devotees just want to grow it and don't encourage us. They take a leader and we are so experienced. But that's educated, that is a recipe for advancement in Krishna consciousness. So we should have an association of devotees and then hear from them, and we can realize that Krishna is formless, but also he has a recipe. Prabhupada ki Grantha Shrimad Bhagavatam ki.